a void of boredom, or were you following the trail of adventure?
I wanted excitement. I wanted adventure.
From a place of boredom?
A little bit of boredom. Mm-hmm.
We thought so. All right, but it's not an uncommon thing to say, I'm not really sure what I want to do. I don't really feel inspired or compelled to do anything. Mm. And those statements are upstream statements. In other words, I'm bored, I'm not focused, I haven't been living enough contrast to get any real juices flowing. I'm feeling sort of placid. What could I do that would stir my soul? So how was it? Was it soul-stirring?
Oh, amazing. And not only do I find myself soaring like an eagle all the time, I'm always, every single time, accompanied by eagles. They just fly alongside of me, they fly under me, they fly above me. I just can't fly myself without flying with eagles. And it's amazing to just observe another creature that's enjoying the air mass exactly the same as I'm enjoying it. And to just feel, it wouldn't matter if I was an eagle or a human being. I could enjoy
same difference.
That.
And what is the sensation of that flight? Oh. In other words,
it's very peaceful, very exhilarating, but peaceful at the same time.
Peaceful meaning secure.
I feel very secure.
Peaceful meaning trusting.
Yeah.
In other words, sort of floating in this soup of well-being.
Yeah, very
would
much.
Would you call it stimulating of thought? Or?
More of a feeling than a thought, yeah. It's quite strange how I came to that realization of what I wanted to do because I was...
Is that all you want to do?
No, of course not.
Well, we asked the question because it came from an awareness that you wanted something more. And so in doing that, does that lead to something more? Does the sensation of soaring have to come from being in the contraption and actually soaring with the eagles? Or are you able to reenact the sensation of soaring? Can you take flight through thought? Or does it require a physical contraption?
It's through thought and also in dreams. I feel that sensation of flight whenever I feel free enough or lose enough resistance to just soar in
Perfect.
Myself.
Yeah. That is a prerequisite for out-of-body experiences. You can't be bound up and worried and have them. Mm-hmm. You have to be in that place of trust. So what are you wanting to chew upon here?
Well, my original question was about the desires that you have. Do they carry on into a future time if you don't concentrate on them enough to manifest anything in this life or in this particular time? And by the reverse side of that, are you born with desires that you weren't fully finished with last time, or?
In the same way that as you stand now and your life experience is causing you to launch rockets of desire, you were standing in that non-physical realm launching rockets of desire. So absolutely, you came into this physical experience with intentions in place. But from your physical format, we believe that you would call those intentions general in nature. Mm-hmm. Because you come from this, you know that feeling that you describe as you are soaring and not trying to make anything happen, just enjoying what is happening and sort of basking in the wellness of it, letting the currents of life carry you. That really is the attitude that you have as you come into this physical experience. It's this over overwhelming sense of well-being, mm-hmm. with no sense of anything being required of you, and no sense that there could be anything that you would not be able to easily accomplish. Because you understand that you're coming forth into an environment that will inspire you to new desire. You know that fully.